You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we're going to hear a story from Uncuffed, our series at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. With help from our team, the men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KELW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Today, Uncuffed producer Spoon Jackson brings us this story about yoga on the yard.
Gordon Melvin was attracted to a life of dope and drink. He was violent with others and himself. He started watching Priscilla, a yoga guru on KQED PBS. You'd think that would help, but he was violent with yoga too, practicing it in a violent manner in his cell. I talked to him about how he turned away from violence to become a yoga teacher, leading classes on the yard.
Inhale, expand upwards. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift, hands on shins. Exhale, hands to the floor, stepping all the way back.
It's important to take deep breaths when you do yoga, right?
Absolutely.
So it's important to take deep breaths now, right?
My name is Gordon Alexander Melvin.
Thank you.
And I am Canadian, incarcerated in California.
How long?
23 years right now. Okay.
So how did you get started doing yoga?
I got started about 2003, where I'd just been involved in another riot, and that was on over here on what used to be called One Yard. It's A Yard now.
Yeah.
So we were locked down again, and I was tired, beat up. My back was messed up, and one time after an alarm on the yard, I had to roll over on my stomach, do a push-up to get up.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand straight up. And somebody told me, oh, you got tight hamstrings. And me being me, I thought, this guy's a nut.
Mm-hmm.
What's tight hamstrings got to do with a sore back? But I never forgot what he said. And so when I started with Priscilla, I started noticing a little benefit. My back wasn't quite as sore. My hamstrings weren't as tight. I could bend over and touch my shins. Prior to that, I could barely touch my knees. Even though I was using substances, I was still messing around with yoga, and I hurt myself more than I helped myself.
Yeah, so yoga is a powerful exercise, but at the same time, it's tender, and you be gentle to your body as you doing the stretches and stuff. That's what you said?
First precept of yoga is ahimsa, nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not practicing nonviolence.
What do you mean?
I was violent with myself and still, drugs, substances. The way I practiced yoga, I was still involved in fights. I still got involved in a couple more riots. And then 2006, one morning I was done. I was so disgusted with myself. It was either change or kill myself. You want to do another one? Inhale up. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, those hands down, stepping all the way back. And I went back to the hole, another shoe term, and really dedicated myself at that point, because in that dummy cage, that time, I realized that I got no joy out of physical violence anymore.
Yeah.
And the mental violence was draining me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really got into this, the precepts. It was almost like a monkish existence. When I finally agreed to doing Downward Dog in public, we just did here.
Yeah, yeah.
It was under the TV in the day room.
Under the TV in the day room in a prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was quite enlightening.
It was just two of y'all?
At this beginning, yeah.
What kind of looks you were getting?
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Overcoming self-conscious, that's one of the biggest fights we have within ourselves.
Yeah.
It's all about us, right? People are looking at us. People are looking at us. But the thing is, in a room full of people doing down dog, No one's looking at you.
Yeah, and being in a prison is even more, you know, everything is 10 times magnified. They see a bunch of guys with the ass in the air. Yeah. And some guys say, well, that's not kosher. That's not cool. That's not, you know, to have your ass in the air in a prison. But the more enlightened, the more aware people, the more people that take into their growing and becoming a richer human being going to say, well, I'll try it, and then if I get benefits from it, I'll keep doing it.
Kim Young, she was associate warden here at the time.
Yeah.
She was a big-time yogi. She started supporting us, and then she put together this cancer walk. I believe it was 2011 or 2012.
Yeah.
And asked us if we'd do it on the yard.
If you would do what?
Perform yoga in the yard.
Yeah.
Run a yoga sequence.
And where does she want you to do this yoga?
We ended up doing it on the handball court, and that was just the coolest experience. 30 guys from all different cliques and gangs.
Yeah, black, white, Mexican.
Everybody, yeah, doing yoga on the handball court. That
United
day.
Nations all with their ass in there.
And right then I realized that yoga was an equalizer. Everybody was equal.
I want to take yoga. I got somebody I want to teach it to me, but I'm not ready to put my ass in the air yet.
What did you just say? I want to take yoga?
Yeah, I ain't took it yet, though.
So what building are you in?
39.
I probably know somebody there.
You know somebody in 39?
Oh, yeah, okay. More than likely. Thumbs to heart center. Inhale, expand upwards. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift, hands on shins. Exhale, hands to the floor, stepping all the way back. And coming all the way down. Inhale, up into cobra. Exhale, down dog.
That interview with Spoon Jackson and Gordon Melvin came from Solano State Prison, where there is no Building 39. And since they talked, Gordon has paroled. Uncuffed is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. All content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories at klw.org/uncuffed.